In this McKinsey Quarterly podcast, McKinsey partner Roger Roberts talks with Andrew McAfee from MIT's Sloan School of Management about the challenges and opportunities that new social software platforms bring to a company. McAfee, a principal research scientist in the school's Center for Digital Business, is also the recent author of the book Enterprise 2.0, New Collaborative Tools for Your Organization's Toughest Challenges. In this excerpt of the October 2009 recording, we began by asking Mr. McAfee about the ways Web 2.0 is changing the way we work.
I think it's a lot closer to fitting into the way that we actually want to work. For me, it was really illuminating to understand the early history of Wikipedia, where they always had the goal of creating an online, freely available encyclopedia, but at first they thought the way to do that was to define a very precise 7-step workflow with some people who would be writers, some who would be editors, some who would be proofreaders, and to march everyone through that 7-step process. And they attracted almost no energy with that approach. And it was only when they said, okay, let's forget all that. Let's just set up this weird new thing called a wiki, an online whiteboard where anyone can do whatever they want, and we're going to let people self-select into the roles they want to play, the content they want to create, what the articles can be about, and we're just going to see what happens. And what they saw happen was that people were extremely enthusiastic about coming together in this way and about doing whatever felt natural to them. What was amazing to them and to me as I looked at it was the quality of the output they got as a result. Wikipedia is not only huge, it's actually not bad quality. And this was not something that I was expecting and that a lot of people were expecting. One of my initial assumptions was, after looking at the web, and you see the phenomenal growth of things like Facebook and Wikipedia and Flickr and YouTube and all that, I thought these technologies are essentially so cool that when you drop them in an organization, people flock to them. That was the assumption I carried around in my initial research. Very quickly had that overturned. And in fact, what you see is, particularly for longer tenured workers, particularly for older workers, this is a big shift for them, changing their current work practices and moving over to Enterprise 2.0. This is not an overnight phenomenon at all. And while there are pockets of energy, getting mass adoption remains a pretty serious challenge for a lot of organizations. I'm a fan of deploy the tools, talk a little bit about what you want to have happen, and then find pockets of energy, highlight them, discuss them, show the good stuff that emerges, and also, again, signal from the top that this is what you want to have happen. So when I see executives launch blogs, either internally or externally, I get pretty optimistic because that's a very clear signal. One of the things that makes me pessimistic, though, is when the blogs read like press releases and when they don't, for example, turn on the commenting feature on their blog. So it's just another megaphone for an executive to shout at the organization. There's plenty of those out there already, and people don't react too well to that. It reminds me of the situation we were in about a dozen years ago, when over and over again, CIOs would say, the CEO just walked into my office and said, what's this internet thing and what's our internet strategy? These days, the conversation is, what's this 2.0 thing and what's our 2.0 strategy? So a lot of the CIOs that I work with are very clearly in the hot seat for articulating what's going on and what we're going to do about it as an organization. A lot of them see their roles as essentially conservative, though. In other words, my job is to not increase the risk profile of this organization before everything else. That's a legitimate concern. It's a legitimate job for the CIO. All my experience so far tells me that Enterprise 2.0 doesn't increase the risk profile of an organization. One really clever approach I heard was from Lockheed, which is a large global aerospace and defense company. It has a lot of risk concerns, a lot of very legitimate security concerns. Their executives actually got pretty excited about Enterprise 2.0, rolled out tools that very easily could be misused in this organization. When they rolled them out, though, they made sure that every kind of contribution could be flagged if it was inappropriate. That gave everyone a sense of calm that if something bad happens, all the eyeballs in this organization can help us find it, and they have a mechanism to flag it so that it comes to the attention of the compliance department. I asked them how many posts or how many contributions had been flagged in the history of Enterprise 2.0. I believe the answer was zero. If you're a middle manager who essentially views your job as one of gatekeeping or refereeing information flows, you should be pretty frightened by these technologies because they're going to greatly reduce your ability to do that. They're going to reduce your ability to filter what goes up in the organization and what comes down in the organization. And they're going to greatly reduce your ability to curtail who your people can interact with, talk with, and receive information from. So if you're inherently a gatekeeper, this is a real problem for you. If you're someone who sees your job as managing people and fundamentally getting the human elements right that will lead your part of the organization to succeed, these technologies are not at all harmful to you. One of the things that we've learned is that there's no technology, even these great new social technologies, that's a substitute for FaceTime, a substitute for understanding the human situation in your organization, and trying to mold that situation to best advantage. So if you're fundamentally a human-centric manager, these tools are not going to put you out of a job or not going to reduce your influence at all. If you have another view of yourself, which is you're someone who's responsible for output, you're someone who's responsible for making good things happen in your team, then these tools should be your best friend, because all the evidence we have suggests that Enterprise 2.0 helps you turn out more and better product and actually is not a vehicle for time wasting or for chipping away at what you're supposed to be doing throughout the day. I haven't come across people who have done our old-fashioned technology ROIs and are happy with it. What I've seen instead is organizations who do a bit of thinking about what do we want to have happen? What business need are we trying to address? What challenge, what opportunity are we trying to seize here? And then think about which exact technologies they can deploy to help them with that. So, for example, inside the U.S. intelligence community, they had a really severe knowledge sharing problem and a problem with locating expertise throughout this huge sprawling bureaucracy of 16 federal agencies. Who knows a lot about the following topic? That was their huge challenge. 9/11 made it very clear that that was a problem inside the intelligence community. In their case, some of the most useful tools they've deployed have been simple tools like a intelligence community-wide wiki and a blogging environment. People can, the great phrase I've heard is narrate their work. They can talk about what they know, what they're doing. If you add a bit of Google-flavored search on top of that, suddenly you have a very good way to find expertise, even in a very large, very decentralized organization. So that's the challenge they faced. Other organizations that I've looked at faced a challenge of, we just feel like there's too much redundancy here. People are asking and answering the same questions over and over again. So they set up one central environment where you could just float up your question. The phrase I heard for that is broadcast search, where you're talking not about what you know, but about actually what you don't know. And you're letting all the eyeballs in the organization help you with your question. Again, you see a lot of energy, you see a lot of people very willing to take a few seconds to answer a colleague's question, even if it's a colleague they don't know. So when I see successful companies tackling this toolkit, I see them doing a little bit of thinking up front about what problem or opportunity they're trying to address, then deploying an appropriate technology in response to that. They then measure progress. How much uptake are we getting? What's the traffic look like on this? Which is very different than measuring ROI, I think.